Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom. What's going on, man? We back in the place. On the way with your whole side. On the Poetic Energy Network station. You already know what it is. We're back in the place. Hope you're having a great Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. Another day, another Sabbath. Hope you're chilling. Hope you're enjoying it. We just want to go to Yahuwah right now and just, you know, get into the Word. Let's see what's going on. Father, we thank you. In the name of Yahushua, the Messiah, we thank you for another day. We pray that you will watch over us and protect us, and that you will guard us in the way, and you will show us the spiritual atmosphere, Father, that we may be worthy to escape the things which have come upon this world. And we love you, and we esteem your name. And please protect us. In Yahushua, the Messiah's name we pray, so be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're back in the place. You already know, each and every week it's going down on a Poetic Energy Network station. We got a couple things, not that much going on. I mean, you know, you still got the Olympics going on. Nothing major has happened. You just had the introduction of the very occult introduction, basically ritual ceremony in which they, you know, did a lot of things in the open ceremony. You had that going on. So we're still watching that. Still at our post watching those things. Those events, so you got that going on, and you just got a little minute things going on. I guess it's the calm before the storm. I know it's been a lot of increasing in over this past week, a lot of increasing in earthquakes and some big earthquakes. You know, I California one, a couple of one. I think it was. Some in Iran. It's been a lot of earthquakes. You know, that's one of the things, you know, who said that there will be earthquakes in various places. And it really has been an increase. I've seen a chart the other day that showed, some earthquakes and the rise in earthquakes as though something is, you know, unstable with the earth. But we know that, you know, and even, you know, some of these things might even be man-made, but we also know that the earth is crying out for the sons of Malachim to be revealed. So you got that going on. One of the stories, we talked about last week the Third Temple. They actually had a video come out, and I talked about this last time, which it had some children were playing. It was released by the Temple Institute. Children were playing on the sand, and, you know, they ended up building some kind of construct, and then ended up being the Third Temple. So we've been keeping up abreast about this story. But to keep update about that, because one of the major things that we continue to look at, and one of the major things that Yahushua told us to watch, you know, he said, you know, about the abomination of desolation, he told us to watch. He said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So we had to, you know, we've been going over that. We've been understanding that. So when you understand about Daniel, you understand about Daniel 9:27, in which he will come and confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, which is 7 years. And so, you know, the temple plays in that, because it says that, you know, that they will, you know, he will come, being the anti-Messiah, will put it into the sacrifices, that they're doing. And so right now, the synagogue of Hashatan, Satan. You know, they've been doing sacrifices. You know, they started with the Passover. They're still doing sacrifices over there right now. And, according to Daniel 9:27, the anti-Messiah will come and put a stop to the sacrifices because, he will proclaim himself to be, Elohim. And he will put a stop to the end of the sacrifices in the middle of the 3.5, in the middle of the 7 years. And so the clock, the thing that we're watching is the confirmation of the covenant. We went over that a couple shows ago. But this right here, I can't pull up my notes right now, but I was looking at an article today, and it's very intriguing because we talked about what's been transpiring this year. We're going to continue to, every show, we're going to try to, if there's any update on this situation, we're going to try to keep it up to breath because a lot of these things are not in the media, which you have access to readily. Like, it's not on MSN or Google because it's not the hot topic. Because a lot of, Yahushua said these things will come like, the end will come like a thief in the night. So we got to continue to watch these events. Because you're talking about the last 7 years of this whole age. And we're talking about, we're at the last pope. I mean, we're at the last pope before the last pope. It's possibly one more pope before, after this one. We're all the way up to the brink. But this is what I want to pull you up to date and show you how close we are right here into, in a couple years, possibly the coming of Yahushua. I was looking at an article and you had, I don't know if you know, but we talked about the Temple Mount. We talked about how they said they're going to build a third temple beside the Temple Mount because this place is very special and which is supposedly the part where Solomon built the temple and where Herod had the temple and the place we did, if you go back further enough, it's supposed to be the place where Abraham was sacrificing Isaac on the Temple Mount. And so what you have here is I'm sure you heard of them before, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, which are probably like, people, private bankers who basically, own and started the Federal Reserve. They are the main ones who are financing this project, and I just read today that they already they've been had the blueprints, and a Zionist source, one of the Zionist source said that 2012 was the year that they were going to try to build this construct, in which they're trying to do it, and it seems like it's making sense because in February of this year you had Netanyahu saying, that they were gonna take control of the Temple Mount and build it on there, and so all these things had to take place. But we already know that number one, the Vatican, the Vatican has control, pretty much of that area, signing it over. They did that back in the 90s, and so you have this going on, but. This is the update is that you have the Rothschilds are financing this project in which they're it's going to play into the hands of the scriptures in which Daniel 9:27 will be fulfilled, where we got to continue to watch, like Yahushua said, to watch the abomination and desolation. And so these things are rearing up because we're becoming upon a real, real interesting time because you have the elections going on. You have you still have the situations with Iran and the Palestinians. But we want to watch this false peace idea and these things that are coming coming upon the world. And so. But that's the main thing. That's what's going on right now. You have them financing, and hopefully, yeah, willing, next week we'll have I'll have the quoted article in which it had just been released, in which it's come to find out that the sources, the financial sources that will be behind the Temple Institute, you know, the Temple Mount Faithful, you know, these other groups who are pushing, you know, the Third Temple, their finance in the temple will be financed by the Rothschilds. And so, and they said that they're trying to do this by the end of 2012, which is kind of matching up with what Netanyahu was saying and what he kind of released to the Palestinians. And so we got to continue to watch it and continue to watch the situation. But we want to keep our eyes on the situation, because if Yahushua said for us to watch, and he said, know that when you see the abomination, that's like, so we got to be looking for it. You can't see anything you're not looking for. So that's why we keep talking about it. That's why we keep going about it, because Yahushua said, look, because when you see this, hey, when you see this, you know it got to be going down. So we got to continue to watch, and every week we're going to keep you abreast about what's going on, the progress in which they're making towards this. And so everything's really in place. Like I said, they've been doing the sacrifices, which will, play in hand with Daniel 9:27. And so all we're really waiting on and watching right now is the confirmation of the covenant, in which you will have. We talked about that too a couple shows ago, is that the original covenant we're not talking about the false covenant, the original covenant which Yahuwah made with Yisrael, is that, he told us from, that he told Abraham that from this part of the land to the great river Euphrates, he will give to the seeds and the seeds of Abraham, and they will possess that land. That was the original covenant. Now, we talked about how 1948, the Ashkenazi Jews, and, how they, perpetrated this, and they said that, no, this covenant was given to us. This covenant was given to us, okay? And so we know that, the Ashkenazi Jews are the synagogue of Satan, so they kind of superimposed and kind of stole that, they didn't really steal it away, but they kind of, tricked everybody to believe in that. And so that happened then. And so what's going to happen eventually is, what you got to watch for is the anti-Messiah will be connected to the Ashkenazi Jews. He will have, favor or whatever with the synagogue of Satan, the Ashkenazi Jews, in which he will come and confirm the covenant in which was set in place, in 1948, basically saying that the Ashkenazi Jews, the synagogue of Satan, had the land from the great river Euphrates, from the great river Euphrates to, this part, and its capital will be, Jerusalem. Okay, so, but, of course, all this is false, and this is why, when this moment happens, is this where you're going to have this is pretty much the moment where, Yahuwah has had enough, because, you're going to nationally say and confirm that, the land that Yahuwah originally gave to Abraham, given to Yisrael, now you're going to say it, you're going to give it to, the most wickedest nation on the face of the earth. And so this is what we're waiting for, and this is what we're watching, is the confirmation of this covenant. And so that's why we got to continue to keep our eye, that's what the Psalms say, even in Babylon, we got to continue to keep our eyes, toward Jerusalem and toward, what's going on over there, because once this confirmation of this covenant happens, that's why we're watching Obama, we're watching the Pope and possibly the new Pope, and we're watching, these things to see what's going on, to know, the times and the signs. So that's what you got going on there. You're still listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Sid, and we're still on the way. The other story we wanted to bring to you, like I said, we're not going to be here that long, is when we talk about Proverbs, we talk about the ancient past, you know what I'm saying? We talk about going back in time into where, you know, the original way was kept. You know, the original way was kept because, you know, Christianity has lost the way. And that's why Yahushua said he was the way, you know. So we got to go back and find the way, the ancient past. And now I'm going to read from I'm going to read from the Besor. I'm going to read from the Besor of Thomas, which had some of the sayings of Yahushua. And there's one saying right here that says, the disciples said to Yahushua, tell us how our end will be. Yahushua said, have you already discovered the beginning that you are now seeking about the end? It says, for where is the beginning? Where the beginning is, there also will be the end. Blessed are those who are standing at the beginning, so that he will know the end, and he will not taste death. Okay? So, and even when we bring in Proverbs, you know, we read, you know, about the ancient past. And we know that Yahushua told, you know, the Yahudim, he told them before Abraham was, I am. And so, you know, he told them those things. He is the ancient path, you know what I'm saying? The ancient one, the ancient of days. You know, that's what he was named in Daniel. And we'll read that real quick. And he said, look, Daniel 7:13. And I was looking at a night vision and saw the one of the son of Enosh. It says, coming on the clouds of the heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and they were brought him near before him. So when we go back and we look at the ancient past. Okay, I was doing some little research and if you go back, even in Acts, you had false brethren and false people that were, you know, going against the Messiah and going against Kepha and Yehuchanan and people like Simon Magus, who, you know, these people were magicians. I'll read this is, I don't know if this is the Simon Magus part, but this is one of the part of the people who, you know, who were going against people like Shaul and the early believers. Acts 13. Acts 13, verse 6, it says, and having passed by all the islands of Paphos, they found a certain magician, a false prophet, a Yahudim, it says, whose name was Bar Yehushua. It says, who was with the proconsul Sargeras Paulius, a man of understanding. This man, having called Barnabas and Shaul, earnestly sought to hear the word of Elohim. But Elymas, the magician, he says, for so his name was translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the carousel, it says, away from the belief. It says, and Shaul, who was called Paul, filled with the set apart spirit, looked intently on him. And he said, oh, fool, it says, oh, son of the devil, filled with all deceit and recklessness. It says, you enemy of all righteousness, shall you not cease from perverting the straight ways of Yahuwah? See now, it says, and now see, the hand of Yahuwah is upon you, and I shall, you shall be blind and not see the sun for a time. And instantly, a darkness fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Okay, so you had that going on. You had You had some other people that, you know, that was going against the apostles, and as they were proclaiming, you know, the truth, were going against the apostles, like Simon Magus. And so we just want to keep you abreast about what's going on, because there seems to be two different ancient paths that you have. Because you had, like we just read, the one guy, he was a magician, but it said he was a Yahudim. You know, so he was, you know, by the flesh, he was, you know, of Yashrael. However, you know, by the Ruach, by the Spirit, you know, he had no connection, you know what I'm saying, to the Spirit. And so people like this, people like Simon Magus, who wanted to buy, you know, he seen, you know, them doing miracles and wanted to, you know, buy the anointing. By the anointing of, you know, the Ruach. And so you had that going on. You had the people, and you had the people who didn't know who they were worshiping. I mean, Acts is a real good book of, you know, the different people that they were encountering in the time, because you have to understand the different sects that were going on. And so another thing is, you had the group, you know, the Nazarene. You know, the Nazarene were basically, Nazar meant, you know, branch or Messiah. And, you know, the followers of the Messiah were, you know, like Shaul and like some of the, you know, the apostles, you know, that they, you know, they call themselves, you know, Nazarene. And so what you have here, what you have all the way leading up to, I guess, 70 AD, 100, you know, 100 AD, is you had, you know, the Nazarene was still out, and when Yahusha died, you know, around 30-something AD, you know, you had the apostles taking over, the 12 apostles, you know, they ended up choosing, you know, Matthias, you know, to become one of the 12. So you had them, you had Shaul, you had everybody going on, but then you had different sects of what was branching off. And so you had the people like Simon Magus. But there was another person that I wanted to bring up who was around that time, one of the early church fathers, who was named Irenaeus. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And a lot of these people, because a lot of these people believed differently, but were still within the sect of the truth. And why I'm bringing this up is because, just like Yahusha just said in the Besorah Thomas, is that you have to understand the end. You got to understand the beginning, okay? And so in the beginning you had the truth, you had the people who were in the truth. And then you had people who were in the context of the truth, who were around the truth, who somewhat knew the scriptures, knew the Torah. However, they were practicing, just like this guy was practicing. He was a Yahudim, but he was practicing, you know, magic, and you know, Simon Magus and all these people were, you know, practicing, you know, trying to exploit the Ruach and try to, you know, make a profit off the Ruach. And this is what you had going on back then, okay? And so this is what you had. And so that's why Yahusha says that in the end times, he said that many will come my name, you know, saying I am he, and will mislead many. And see, and a lot of people today, you know, just like you said in Yuhukanan, that, you know, he comes in his Father's name, and if somebody else comes in their name, you know, him they will receive. So this is what I wanted to bring up and wanted to go over real quickly, is because you have the same thing going on right now. I mean, you have people who are forever learning but never come to the knowledge of the truth, in which, you know, they have deceived themselves. So we're gonna read a couple of scriptures, you know, to so let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3. It says, "But know this, that in the last days hard times shall come. For men shall be lovers of silver, boasters, prideful, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, thankless, wrongdoers, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having the form of reverence but denying its power, and turn away from these. For among those are those who creep into households and captivate silly women, loading them down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." It says, "And as Yohan and Marin opposed Moshe, so do these oppose the truth, men of corrupt minds, found worthless concerning the belief. And they should not go on any further, for their folly shall be obvious to all, as also that those men become." Okay? So, and what was going on at the beginning? What was going on at the beginning? So we can understand that the end. What was going on at the beginning is you had people who infiltrated the ancient paths, in which, because the people who were in the truth and the Nazarene, who were, you know, on point when they were waiting for Yahushua, Yahushua just more expoundingly expanded upon the Torah for them to understand it and brought in, you know, therefore salvation. But you had a lot of people who were infiltrating, having the knowledge of, you know, trying to have the knowledge of, you know, through learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so you had people who reversed the role so much into where they persecuted people in the truth. Okay, now, of course, this is cliche, and, you know, of course we know this, but what you have here is they flipped the script so much where it made it look like the people who were keeping the truth, who were on point, were now somehow heretics. One of the words they use, heretics, and a lot of times they call them too. They call them Gnostics, and, you know, all these different terms that they use for these different people. For instance, we talked about last week. We talked about how the popes, how they swear allegiance, and the cardinals, they swear allegiance that they will do their utmost to destroy and to persecute, you know, heretics. So going back even further, we're going to go back even further than Constantine, you know, and you know, Constantine was about 300-something AD, but right after that, you know, you had people like Simon Magus, you know, who's an Acts, and you don't get a chance to look him up. But you had people who, like I said, one of the early church fathers, dude named Irenaeus, and this guy was, you know, supposedly one of the church leaders or supposed to be a bishop, but in his writings, you get to look at his writings and the early people, and this is the pipeline of the church. This guy was going directly against, you know, the Sabbath keepers. He was going directly against, and subtly they were going against, you know, the Sabbath keepers. They were going against the you know, people who kept the, you know, Passovers, and charged them as being, you know, heretics. It's a quote actually from the Pope, who believes that the anti-Messiah will will teach that you have to, I mean, this is very confusing, is that you have to keep the Sabbath. This is the mindset now that has been embedded in the pipeline of, you know, Christianity, going all the way back to, like we said, Aaronism, is they go directly against what the word says subtly, but they use the word. So now a lot of people who are in Christianity, they already have that mindset that if you tell them, you know, hey, you're supposed to keep the Sabbath, you know, that it has already been in their mind, you know, since the early church fathers and what they were saying, that, hey, this person, you know, is the anti-Messiah. You know, this person is, you know, they say anti-Christ or whatever for teaching the truth. You know, and if you keep the if you keep the feast, now you are, you know, you're anti-Christ because the Messiah came and you know he changed the law, you know what I'm saying, and he came the fulfillment of the law, different things like that. And so what you got to understand is the persecution that came to them because of this mindset, because of what we like to call reverse psychology. This is what you call reverse psychology, in which they did. Okay, now go to Yehukinah chapter 15. Okay, Yehukinah chapter 15. This is what he says right here. Yehukinah chapter 15, John chapter 15, verse 19. It says, verse 18, I'm going to start at verse 18. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So you got to understand, we got to pause right there. Why did he say that? He said, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Okay, so even at that time, if he was talking to the disciples, and now his words are still here, so he's talking to us too. But if he was talking to the disciples, know that. If the world hated him, no, because like he told the Yahudim before, he said, before Abraham was, I am. And you think about the existence of mankind and how mankind has always been in opposition against the word and against the Torah. They have always, you know, the world has always hated him. You know, you remember the Tower of Babel, you remember Nimrod and all those things. They have hated him. They have hated his word because he never said those things. So if you go against his word, you hate him. That's hate. When people deny Yahushua and they go against his word, you know, they're homosexuals, they're murderers, you know, and they continue to go against his word, they hate him. Because by their actions, they show they hate him. Now, you ask a lot of Christians, you know, oh, do you love, you know, G-O-D, you know, and all this stuff? And they'll say, yeah, they love him. But Yehukinah makes it clear that any man that say they love him and keep him out of commandments, you know, he's a liar and the truth is not him. So these people really have hate in their heart because they don't keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, you're a murderer and you hate. So it says in verse 19, it says, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, for this reason the world hates you. Remember the word I've said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they shall persecute you too. If they have guarded my word, they will guard yours too. But all this they shall do to you because of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. Okay? So, and what did Yahushua say in Matiti Yahu? He said, one of the things that always stuck with me, he said, look, Matiti Yahu, Matthew 24, verse 9, it says, and they shall deliver you up in affliction to kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Okay? Okay, now pause there. Now I'm gonna go to Revelations. Okay. Revelations chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. It says, and he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast covered with names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and the woman dressed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup with abominations and filthiness of her horns. And upon her forehead was written a secret, Babel the Great, mother of whores and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the set apart ones and the blood of the witness of Yahushua. And having seen her, I marveled and greatly marveled. Now, I'm going to go down to verse 9. Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. The 7 heads are the 7 mountains on which the woman sits. And there are 7 sovereigns, 5 have fallen, 1 is, and the other one is yet to come. And when he comes, he shall remain a little while. It says, and the beast that is and is not is also the 8th. And of the 7th, it goes into destruction. Okay, and I'm going to skip to verse 15. It says, and he said to me, the waters which you saw where the horse sits are the peoples, crowds, and nations and tongues. Okay? Now, this is what you got to understand. Connecting precept upon line upon line, precept upon precept. Going back to who you just said, he said you will be hated by all nations for his name's sake. Now, the woman, the great whore who sits on 7 hills, which we know is Rome, the Vatican, okay, she has slept with all the kings of the earth. She has slept with, the Ashkenazi Jews, the Buddhist, the Hindu, whatever you want to name it. Any other religion other than the truth, they have slept with. And they have murdered more set apartments. Even going back, we're going back all the way to 70 A.D. This mystery religion, the whore of Babylon the Great, because you got to remember, Babylon the Great whore goes further back than just before Yahushua. I mean, it goes all the way back to, It goes back to Nimrod. It goes back to even further than that. Remember, we talked about the first age in which, Yahuwah destroyed where the messengers were here, and Yahuwah destroyed the world. And you had that. You had the fall with Hashatan, dragging away the third of the host of the heavens away, and they start basically them starting this mystery religion. So all these Babylonian religions, and these things like the Oris and all this stuff is because these fallen Nephilim, had been worshipped in the first age before Adam. They had been worshipped, by each other and all these things, and that's what one of the reasons the earth was void and without form, because, Yahuwah destroyed it. And so this goes all the way back further even than Adam. This goes all the way back to the beginning when you had the big fallout in Shemaim. This is where it goes all the way back, Babylon the Great Whore. But now in this modern day times, you have the establishment of the Vatican that sits on 7 hills, the Rome. Okay? We're going to get into depth, not this week, but we're going to really break that down. But what you have here is going all the way back then. This, what you have here is people hating you. Just like we go back to the beginning. Just like we go back to the beginning of, around 70 AD when things were destroyed. The early church fathers hated the people who kept the tradition. I don't even want to say tradition, because that's people get stigmas when you say that. But they kept the ways, they kept the ancient paths of, the Tanakh and what Yahushua had brought. And it was no breaking in the pattern. Because when Yahushua came, he fulfilled it and made it even greater and expounded on it. He said, don't think I came to destroy, the law. He didn't come to destroy the law, he came to fulfill it and make it even greater. And so what you had back then is you had people being called heretics. So the thing is understanding, going back in time and understanding what the Nazarene were called. If you go back and look, they really talk bad about these people who, who basically their only crime was righteousness. You know, they're keeping the Torah and keeping, you know, the Sabbath and everything like that. That was their only crime, and believing, you know, about the Logos, about the Word. You know, they had, you know, believe they knew about Eliyahu and Enoch, you know, the two witnesses, and they know about the, you know, the traditions and the ancient past that we have lost now. They knew about these things, and so that's why when you talk to a Christian pastor, they automatically equate what you're doing to evil. You know, they equate, you know, you with being the, you know, the anti-Messiah, because this is what's happened. But we haven't even seen the gist of it yet. Because he said you will be hated by all nations from, he said you will be hated by all nations. We gotta highlight that part, all nations. Because why? We go to Revelation, it says the whore, which you see, sits on many waters and covers the earth. So this is what you gotta imagine right here. And you have people in the truth. You have people who have been called, you know, out of the world, you know, and we got to know that, hey, coming in this time, we cannot love the world nor the things of this world. You know, if we love the world, you know, we become an enemy of Yahuwah. You know, if we love the things in the world, we start loving this world too much more than we love Yahuwah. We start loving, you know, our possessions. You know this worldly thing. You know, the music and all these different things that the world has to offer. We start loving that more than Yahuwah. You know, we set ourselves up to become enemies of Yahuwah. And so, any man loves the world, you know, or things in this world, the love of the Father is not in him. Okay, so we got to be careful. And one of the things in true religion, what he said, and I believe it says it in Yaakov or James. His true religion is, you know, caring for the widows and orphans and abstaining from the world, you know, abstaining from the world. And so when we go back and look at the beginning and what happened, just like what Yahushua was saying, we'll know the end when we find out the beginning. So when you go back and look about what that, so you have to be, we have to prepare our hearts and minds to be, for the roles to be reversed, for you to be persecuted because of righteousness, and you to be called the heretic, you to be called the, you know, the anti, you know, Christ, and these things will, you know, flip you up if you're not strong enough in your faith, because this is what they were persecuting these people, and they would use the scriptures against these people. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't too much. You know, the atheists or, you know, the Muslim. What you got to understand, the people who are going to hate people in the truth, people who follow the ancient paths, are the very people who say they proclaim the scriptures. You look at it, we just read in Revelation, it said that in this whore, it was the blood of the set apart ones. You look at the Roman Catholic Church, they have killed more set apart ones, more people have been in the truth than any other establishment. You know, and so this is what you got to prepare yourself for, because Yahushua made it clear. He said a servant is not greater than his master. And so if you were truly a servant, you will be hated. Now you can fold up and stop not saying nothing and being ashamed of the Messiah. But if you start being ashamed of the Messiah, you are no longer a servant. Because, because you became ashamed of him, and if you ashamed of him, he will become ashamed of you in front of the presence of the Father. And so, but if we are truly servants of Yahushua, and we can't help but to proclaim, you know what I'm saying, because it will be like Yirmiyahu, who, you know, fire will, you know, shatter up in our bones, and we cannot stop not proclaiming the truth. And so once you're in that area, when you cannot stop proclaiming, you're going to be hated by all. For his name's sake. So we got to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts and minds to know the tactics and the schemes of the devil in which they used, you know, in early assemblies to flip the roles of reversal. And just like the popes and believe, they believe that people, I mean, they actually are quoted in saying this, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but they're quoting and saying that, you know, that the, you know, the anti-messiahs will preach that you have to keep the Sabbath. I mean, they are quoting and saying this. Same thing about the Iranians do. They are quoting and saying this. People who live around the time of Yahushua are quoting and saying, you know, that, hey, if you believe these certain, you know, things that we have held on to from the ancient past, we've learned from the Tanakh and different things like that, that you are, you know, the anti-Messiah. So these things are the tactics that they use, and that's what they're going to use, in which, you know, they will actually flip the script, and have, you know, people that are practicing righteousness look like they are the very enemies of society, and that's what, you know, that's what Obama and that's what the government and all these people are training people and mind conditioning people to do, is to where, you know, to think even an agenda about the homosexuality. I mean, nowadays, if you go out and you speak, this is a simple topic. We're not even really getting into the spiritual atmosphere of, you know, the different greater mysteries, but you talk about homosexuality. You know, prime example, he had a dude from Chick-fil-A, even though he's still out, you know, he's not in the truth. But you just have, you know, you have people that, you know, simply, you may speak out on a simple subject as homosexuality, and the roles of reverse will be, you know, oh, now you're a heretic, now you're a heretic because you believe like this. I mean, just like all these rappers, you know, they believe that, you know, they support, you know, homosexuality, and, you know, these things are, you know, they're not condemned, you know, but they're condoned. And if you condemn them, now you are somehow a heretic. Just like if you go out and you speak against the Ashkenazi Jews, you know, and tell people, hey, they are the synagogue of Satan. They have lied. You know, their whole heritage is falsehood. You know, they're not. You know, their homeland is, you know, 800 miles away. You know, Georgia. They have never, you know, Yahuwah didn't give them the land, nor did he ordain for them, you know, and their mighty one is Lucifer. You know, if you go around and tell people that, you go around and say that on TV, you know, you're going to be labeled as what? You're going to be labeled as anti-Semitic, you know. And so these things are going to come, and these things are, you know, that's the atmosphere as we're living in right now. But you got to realize that, just what Yahushua said, that a servant is not greater than his master. And so the thing is you might as well condition yourself to believe and say, hey, I'm gonna take one for the team. Because you're gonna be put out as a scapegoat. And this is not something that might not happen, or, you know, this is gonna happen. You're gonna be put out as a scapegoat, you know, for people to look as a spectacle. That's the same thing they did to Yahushua. Yahushua didn't do nothing to them. He said this when they caught him in the garden, they said, you know, he said, I was with y'all every day in the temple. You know, he said, I'm out. Basically, he said, was he a robber? Or, you know, was he a thief or something? Did y'all come in with swords and clubs? Like, what did he do so unrighteous in which they were coming with clubs and swords, you know, to grab him and put him to death and mock him? You know what I'm saying? He didn't do nothing to them. You know, he just preached the truth. And so the same thing is going to happen to us. It's going to be set up to, you know, situations are going to happen where it's going to look like, oh, man, you know, oh, he said that, man, he said that. You know, they're going to set you up. But the great thing about it is it's honor. It's honor. And we should have no other way to be persecuted for righteousness. That is a great honor for people to persecute you for righteousness' namesake, for Yahushua's namesake, for people to persecute you, for people to laugh at you, for people to set you up, even deliver you up, even if it comes to even them killing you for the name of Yahushua. That is a great honor. Because this is what Yahushua said right here. Matthew 5. We're going to read Matthew 5. But what I'm saying is that even in the movie, even in these movies coming out, even in the light that is beginning to be shed on the Hebrews, you know, the so-called African-Americans and the tribes and 12 tribes, and the truth is what you have. You will have a negative stigma come out about these topics, to where people have already been conditioned to stereotype, people who proclaim the truth. Just like we talked about Project Megiddo, which is one of the FBI projects in which they profile, they got Hebrew cults, and then they have, people who believe in like end time prophecies, because if you store up food, too much, they believe you a terrorist, or if you do things, contrary to what, the mass public does, you're labeled as, outcast, and a rebel. And so you just got to be prepared for those things. You got to be prepared, for those things, because as things begin to grow and as things begin to grow, you already got to know, especially when Daniel 9:27 is fulfilled, that what you have the events of Daniel 9:27 being fulfilled, and then you have the event of the world being filled with all demonic spirits. So we think, we think that we see stuff on the news and it's bad, and we haven't seen, Yahushua told us the truth, we haven't seen anything yet. You don't understand when Babylon falls, the earth will be filled with all demonic and honey spirits, in which they will control people into where people's hands is against each other, to where they're trying to murder people like they're possessed. I mean, this is what you're talking about. This hasn't happened yet. So you think, and the only way against that is having the seal of Yahuwah. So we have the seal of Yahuwah. So those demonic spirits, once they come upon the earth, they want to attack us, but the people who are not being sealed, they will be attacked. They will be attacked and they will be controlled. So that's why, that's why it's going to be, billions and billions of people are going to be murdered, because people's hands are going to be against each other. So we're talking about a time in which we are not, we got to continue to prepare our hearts and minds for this. That's why we continue to talk about it every Shabbat. Because you don't know, we haven't experienced what is going to come upon the world. And so we pray that we will be worthy enough to escape those things upon the world, but we have to walk in righteousness, and we have to know that we're going to live in a time where you're going to be persecuted. Because what you got to understand is, once those high spirits get upon the earth, and once Babylon falls and these high spirits are upon the earth, and the world is, as a matter of fact, before we go to Matthew, let's go back to Revelations. Let's go to Revelations chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1, it says, after this I saw another messenger coming from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightening with his esteem. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, and the honey of every unclean spirit, and the honey of every unclean and haughty bird, because all the nations drunk her wine, and the wrath of her horn, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed her horn, and the merchants of the earth have become rich in the power of her tremendous living. Okay? So, look, it says, because of her, the plague shall come upon the earth. This is verse 8. Death and mourning and the scarcity of food. And she shall, it says, and she shall be burnt up with fire, because Yahuwah Elohim, who judges her, is mighty. So in one hour, in the 7 years, which is possibly maybe the first year of the 7 years, Babylon the Great will fall. And Babylon the Great, which has, remember, a lot of people, attribute right now the capital of Babylon is the Vatican, but the Vatican stems to the whole world. Why? Because remember, we just read in Revelation where it said that the whole world was he was on many waters. So it's going to come to us. But we want to read this in closing, Matthew 5, verse 10. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, because theirs is the reign of the heavens. Blessed are those who they reproach and persecute you falsely, saying a wicked word against you for my name's sake. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward in the heavens is great. For in this way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So what you got to understand is once those tiny spirits, and we'll be living in this time, when those tiny spirits and Babylon falls and it gets on upon the earth, those highly demonic spirits hate the name of Yahuwah. They hate the name of Yahushua. So if you're still proclaiming those names, people will, they will be possessed. They won't even know, but they will be possessed by these evil spirits, because those evil spirits, those fallen Nephilim who were originally, with Yahuwah, who fell and rebelled with Hashatan, they hate that name. They hate the name Yahushua. So that's why you'll be hated by all names' sake, because all these people will be possessed to go against the name Yahushua. So, hey, be encouraged. We out of here. Shabbat shalom. You have a good one, man, and we love you. We out of here. Shabbat shalom. We out.